have a question concerning cremation. Does the Bible have anything to say about cremation?
Well, that's a good question, and we get that periodically. There is no Bible mandate how to bury. Typically, in the Bible, they were buried, and it talks about the graves, and they were marked. There are a couple of examples in the Bible of people who we know that will be saved that were cremated. You have, of course, Jonathan, that beloved friend of David, who was killed by the Philistines, and his body was somewhat mutilated, hung on the wall. He was a type of Christ, actually. He was rescued. The body was rescued by the people of Jabesh-Gilead, and they cremated it because, you know, it had been basically dismembered. And David blessed them for doing that. Mm-hmm. There was no, you know, curse upon them. Now, the Bible says that we're ashes and unto ashes we'll return. Mm-hmm. It's not a pretty subject, but we know when a person dies and they're buried, they decompose and they basically turn back into the elements of earth. And it can happen very slowly if we're put in a sealed coffin. Eventually, almost everything will rot unless you pay a lot of money to be cryogenically frozen. Or it can happen very quickly in a crematorium. But the bottom line is we all do turn to ashes. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. you know, I ask people to let their conscience lead them. Some folks think that if they're cremated and the Lord doesn't at least find some bones to piece together, that he won't be able to resurrect them. But God is not using any of the old material. The Bible says all things are made new. He is going to take the essence of who we are, our soul, and put it in these new glorified bodies. Mm-hmm. So we don't need to worry about if God can't find the old parts that he won't be able to put us back together again. That's sort of a childish fear that we sometimes face.
Right. Well, I just always thought, you know, that because the Bible did picture Christ being buried and everything, that that was the acceptable way.
You are right. There are far more cases in the Bible of burial than mm-hmm. there are cremation. There's only two or three of cremation, but there is no command one way or the other, so we must assume that it was not a big issue with the Lord.